Hey friends, welcome to today's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. I'm your host, Katie, and today I had the pleasure of interviewing Tatiana Lampa. She's a New York City trainer, online coach, group fitness instructor, and founder of the Training with T app. We chatted all things fitness, motivation, and acceptance from family and loved ones while chasing your crazy dreams. I hope after today's episode you feel inspired, not just to move, but to take action, to say yes to that next big thing. Don't forget to leave us a review and join our online Facebook community by clicking the link in the show notes. Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, a podcast about all things nutrition, fitness, and life in your 20s and 30s, all from a non-diet lens. I'm your host, Katie Hake, and I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist and certified personal trainer. Join me here every week as I talk with interesting people and experts from all walks of life about their relationship with food, exercise, and their bodies. I am on a mission to help you redefine the word fit, to help you stop quantifying and start living. Learn to stop measuring your success by the scale and find your fears. Tatiana, welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour. We're so happy to have you today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited for this.
First, just tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and how you became a trainer.
Hi guys, I'm Tatiana. I'm a New York City trainer and I have a degree in nutrition and exercise sciences. And we were just saying, like right before we just hopped on, I have an ACSM CPT and I got that from, you know, got inspired from my degree. And then I am a corrective exercise specialist, pronatal certified, functional strength coach. So a lot of fun things underneath my belt, but what really brought me to where I am right now was I've been always active my entire life. So I couldn't even imagine not being able to move and focus on health and fitness. So in high school, I really focused on my activities. You know, I didn't really care for school. I didn't really want to sit through anything. And don't worry, I made it through school. I did good.
Clearly, you got some education under your belt. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely got some education. But I was on the volleyball team. I was doing travel team as well along with it. Then I was supporting that with boxing. And I was like, I want to get stronger in my game. So I was always thinking, how can I complement? How can I cross train? I was a competitive dancer and then a cheerleader. So I get to college and I was like, all right, what am I going to do? Oh, well, let me just like do cheerleading, you know? So I was a college cheerleader. Then I became a college dancer and did everything competitively. But I always say, like, I couldn't imagine going to school and not being able to be a part of a team. I think that's where I shine the most. And I like being in a team morale. Almost felt like it was a sorority, but without being in a sorority.
Yeah. Speaking of sort, have you heard of CHARGE? Do they have that in New York?
No, what's that?
Oh my gosh. It is the fitness sorority that you and I would have been a part of if it was around.
What? That exists?
Yes. So it's this group, two gals, I think out of Ohio State maybe started it, but it's basically a club where they try new fitness classes together each week and they have small groups that they do together. It's like, yeah, it's so fun. So that's funny.
That's like our dream.
It is. I wish I would have thought of it because it's so brilliant. So yeah. Coming from this, you know, athletic background, you know, did you start by personal training? Did you start in group fitness? Kind of how has your career path molded? Because we're going to talk about kind of exciting places where you are today. But what did that journey look like for you and going out on your own?
Yeah, the journey has been wild. So I went to school. I got the degree. And I wanted to become a physical therapist like many other people. It was super cutthroat. Didn't get into PT school. I was so depressed. I couldn't even get out of bed. And that's not who I am. I'm like always up and at it. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll just go back to school and maybe I'll do a dance degree. Like I was just coming up with anything just to do something. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, you know what? I have this degree. Want to just become a trainer. My first gig was at New York Sports Club. So I was a commercial gym girl at first and I got the degree and I was like, all right, I'll save money. This is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to save money. Instead of saving money, I spent it on Lululemon, SoulCycle and Pure Barre.
I feel exposed by that statement.
Right? Raise your hand, anyone, if you're guilty of saying, I'm going to save money, but I spent it on SoulCycle Lululemon.
I got a job at Lululemon telling myself I'd save money. Do you think I saved a dime? No, I spent every paycheck was like, oh, now what can I buy based on what came out?
Yeah. Lulu is very dangerous, but it's definitely well worth it. I like to say that to myself. So I didn't end up saving money for PT school, but I ended up falling in love with fitness and training. And I was like, wow, I can actually see this being like my lifelong career. Mm-hmm. My parents, I'm part Asian and were not happy about my decision. They expected me to be a doctor or a nurse and whatever. So I had a big struggle with getting my parents to approve of me. And I think that was, I got all the fitness down packed. It was just like my at home, like in my heart. I was like, I want them to be proud of me, but they're not understanding what vision I have. So we've come a long way and they fully support it. And they're like, oh my gosh, I like hear them on the phone bragging. I was like, 5 years ago, you wouldn't be bragging about me. Yeah. So definitely long time coming. But then from there, I realized, you know, I definitely didn't want to be that commercial personal trainer. I just knew I was getting robbed with money and I didn't see myself there. So I started shifting into boutique fitness. I started SLT, it's Legree Method, and loved it. I was there for a little while and then I just, you know, started to broaden out. I was at Fit House.
Wait, side note, can you explain what the Legree Method is? Because I know it's really popular in larger cities.
Yes.
So yeah, share with listeners what that is.
Seriously, one of the best methods out there. So I'm a big strength trainer kind of person, but complementing with the strength training with this Pilates boot camp on this large Pilates machine, the Megaformer, it will kick your butt in 50 minutes. There's like, have you done it before?
I've seen it. I haven't done specifically like that type of class, but yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. And so that's why I love hearing like you are a strength girl, right? Like certified strength and conditioning. So I just love hearing people's different perspectives about like there's so many different ways to get strong too.
Yes, definitely different ways. What I love about strength training is like, yes, most times we're doing fast twitch or when we do our cardio, but the beauty of Pilates is that we're doing slow twitch. So if you're able to do both balances in your body, instead of just focusing just Pilates or just, you know, cardio, I feel like it's important to have that balance. So big, big fan of Pilates.
So you've shifted kind of more towards this boutique fitness. So yeah, walk us through that.
Yeah. So boutique fitness, like it was popping like 5 years ago. It was like really raising and people were so into it. So I got into it and I fell in love. And then I got a job in the city and that's where I think my career just took off. It was just, I wasn't teaching SLT in the city. It was in Long Island in the suburbs. And I would just come in the city every once in a while. But the moment I got into the city was the moment I was able to shine and be more exposed. So I got different jobs there at Fit House. It was one of the original instructors to open up the studio, and then Performix House, which were both, you know, both studios aren't really open. So I haven't had that many boutique fitness jobs. I've been around for a while. Experience is everything, and just who you meet and who you interact is everything.
Yeah, that's so true. So, you know, going on that, obviously at the time of this recording, we are in the middle of a pandemic. So how has how has not just life, but also your career shifted? Because so much of us in the fitness industry have felt this shift, this weird, yeah. Oh my gosh, it's been like an emotional roller coaster. So what was that like when COVID started and through? And I feel like we're hopefully we're at a better place now, but it's still not done.
It's still not done. The shift has been wild. I want to shout out to everyone in the fitness and health industry right now. We transitioned so quick to online. There was no questions asked. You know, whatever our clients wanted to do, we followed along. So I want to shout everyone out for that. The transition. So I was actually supposed to open up a gym March 13th, a personal training gym. I know it's crazy. And you know, a gym was never my dream. Just the offer that I had, I'd be so dumb to not take it. So I took the offer and we were supposed to open up. Thank God we did not, because we would be just stuck in a hole. So not that exact dream of opening up a gym, but like that was something I was looking really, really forward to. So shifted really quick. Goodbye, gym. We're not doing it anymore. Transferred everything to the online space virtually. I already been online with my program Move Better. But now we're like really, really honed in on there's no better time to start a business besides right now. It's just, you know, online is really thriving. But the part that really sucks is that human interaction that I'm sure everyone is, right, Katie? Like everyone is craving for. Amen.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Especially us in the fitness space. I mean, we have non-traditional jobs, right? That yes. are around people at high energy at 5 a.m.
Yes.
to 8 p.m. And so people yeah. don't understand like how much as an instructor, like in a trainer, you thrive off that in-person interaction. Yeah.
Yes. I'm definitely missing it. There's times during the middle of the pandemic, I'm like, I just want to go back to work. I don't even care how much you pay me. I just want to be in front of people. And, you know, I think that's the best part of our jobs is that we just get to be around people and it's energy based.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's so positive. So you pivoted quick, started your online business. And yeah. where are you at right now as far as that goes? Are you training like one-on-one? Are you doing group classes? What does that look like?
So I fizzled out my group classes. That wasn't really my main focus. So I have my Move Better program going on. And then the release of the Training with T app happened at the end of this month. So that was a long time coming. It took 6 months to make it happen during the pandemic. I signed on in February. And then all of a sudden this happened. I was like, oh my gosh, I guess there's like, this was a sign. Just the app was supposed to happen.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. We're going to talk a lot more about your app later, but before we get there, what are some of the challenges that your clients struggle with? You know, I want to talk about in general, but also just like what new challenges have come up and how have you been able to help them with that?
Yeah. So a lot of my clients all suffer from some kind of injury or some kind of pain. So every time I'd hear something, it was like every client, I have low back pain. My neck feels funny. My shoulder is not feeling that great. So that's why I created my online program Move Better. But that was a trend that I started to see before the pandemic happened. And now that the pandemic happened, the issue right now is like, how am I going to get more steps in? How am I going to be more active? How can I stay fit during this terrible time? So these like other concerns started to happen.
It's almost like compounded, right? Especially if we're talking about just mobility issues and
yes,
a lot of those stem from sedentary lifestyle, right? Sitting all yeah. day, rounded shoulders, you know, here I am sitting like a crazy person. I need to sit upright, but it's almost like it's compounded, right? So
yeah.
Tell us more about your Move Better program.
So Move Better started last June. So my goal is to get you from pain and discomfort to strong and aligned through my corrective exercise approach. And I want to get you guys, whether it was rehabbing of a previous injury, if you do have a current injury and you just finished PT, I wanted to be that girl. If you've never worked out before and you're like, oh, you know, I saw this YouTube and I'm going to follow this along, but you're like, oh, wait, actually, I looked in the mirror and like, what the hell am I doing with my pushups? I want to be that person to create this solid foundation, this solid baseline and build you up from there so you can properly move your body and ultimately get stronger for a lifetime.
Psst. It's me, Katie. And in case you haven't already noticed, I kind of care about you getting results. Now, I'm not talking about results as far as body fat composition or the number on the scale, but I'm talking about implementing the things that you are learning here each and every week. Head on over to Facebook and just search Fit Friends Tribe to request to join our group. This is a free Facebook community where we talk about the podcast episodes each week, and I give you action steps on how to implement what it is that we talked about so that you're not just listening, learning, and absorbing information, but you're part of that top percent, that top 2% that actually takes action and changes their life. So facebook.com, search Fit Friends Tribe. I'm going to ask you a few questions to make sure you're not some weirdo from Antarctica, and we'll let you in. See you there. All right, back to the show.
Can you explain to listeners what is corrective exercise? And, you know, you were talking about strength and, you know, the different types of muscle fibers, right? And there's so much that we could yeah. talk about, like creating an awesome fitness routine. But why is movement so important? And why was that the first thing that you started with?
Movement is definitely one of the most important things because it's part of our daily activity. It's our daily movement patterns and how we do that. So corrective exercise just came out maybe like a year and a half ago. I saw the certification with NASM and I was like, oh my gosh, you're speaking my language. I didn't get to go to PT school. So this is kind of like my merge of personal training, PT, and like getting that rehab of the body. So if you do suffer from low back pain, let's say that, and you don't understand why, your doctor just tells you to rest, but the pain subsides. Let's say you have muscle imbalances, you've been a dancer your entire life, your quads are extremely, extremely dominant, and your hamstrings are kind of like on the back end, you're starting to have knee pain. So I want to be able to teach people, yes, muscle imbalances happen, and we need to figure out how can we strengthen the weaker side? How do we lengthen the overactive muscles, so the tight or stiff muscles? And we work from there and we build a program. And ultimately, my goal is to make sure you're balanced, you're feeling good, and moving better. So let's say we were just talking about rounded spine. Like we're working from home. Like we can be here all day, 7 hours. But you know, practicing rolling the shoulders down and back, and then translating whatever we're doing from sitting down to the way we move when we're walking our dog or out at the mall. So yes, putting those two connections together.
Yeah. So moving better. It sounds like learning to train in a way that helps you live, like literally move outside of when you're training, move in your day-to-day life in a way that supports that.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Let's talk motivation, right? Because I feel it, you feel it, I'm sure our clients feel it, but working out from home is hard.
Yes.
So how do you help people with that? And any tips for just moving more when you feel like you're stuck all day?
Yeah. Another great motivation that I tell my clients is to write out a schedule. My Move Better members, every Sunday, it's your Sunday schedule. You post it in your private, in our Facebook group, write out Monday, I'm doing Move Better. Tuesday, I'm cardio and stretching. So writing out a plan is so nice to look at. And you're like, okay, I'm going to commit to it. You put it on your schedule. If you're a class goer, sign up for a class. It's that holding that accountability. Schedule a session with your trainer. If those are not accessible to you, and if you're not really into that, I say write your schedule out, and then you need to have like an accountability buddy. Have a friend be like, all right, let's do this workout virtually. Even if you're able to do workouts together in your backyard, do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that accountability piece, we kind of forget about it with the virtual piece, but almost like getting creative about how you're accountable.
Yeah, you got to be creative.
Yeah. What advice would you have for someone who maybe they've gone through this pandemic and they're dealing with, you know, not just like the lack of movement, but this emotional baggage too, right? Of like, it just feels so heavy that the idea of just movement or getting in a workout feels overwhelming. Like, where can somebody just start?
Yeah, I can totally relate to that, because there was a time, I think it was like beginning of June, that I was like, I'm out. I can't do this anymore. Like, I want my real life back. This is not life. So yeah, I did a lot of journaling. I have my little book. So journaling helped me a lot. It can be just brain dumping, writing how you feel. And it feels good to let all the anger out instead of taking it out on someone. Just writing on a piece of paper. You don't have to look back at it. Journaling helps a lot just for your mind space. And then you don't have to write this elaborate plan of how you can get back into it. It can be 1 week. All right, I'm going to drink more water next week. Or the following week, you know what, I'm actually going to step out of from dinner, after dinner, walk around the block 3 times. Just setting small attainable goals is where you're going to find the most success.
Yeah, that's small, you know, I find that a lot of people struggle with that all or nothing yes. mentality, that all or nothing mindset. And so small steps to kind of almost like take it day by day.
Yeah, day by day. You know, and like Ollie said, small steps actually become like the bigger results. Once you stay consistent with something, it all makes sense. You're like, oh my gosh, every day I was just saying, I'm not going to have a Diet Coke. And now a year later, you're Diet Coke free.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's almost like this pandemic, right? We started this back in March. We thought, oh, we'll be home for a month. We'll be home for a week or two. And here we are. I don't know about you, but I feel like it's gone, while it's gone by slow, it's also gone by very fast.
Yes, both.
days go slow, weeks go fast. So obviously this shutdown, you know, triggered you to kind of create your own app, but what does that process even look like? Like, where do you even begin with that? Was that something you thought of? Was it, you know, the idea pitched to you by somebody else? What is like the process of that?
So I've always dreamt of having an app. I have a business coach. I had her like over a year and a half ago, and she was like, what are your dreams and whatever? I'm like, yeah, an app would be really cool. I just don't know how I'm going to do that. So this past February, I was on a flight back from a bachelorette, and I get an email and they're like, we think you'd be great to have your own app. And I was like, is this spam? Like, is this real? Yeah. Like, so I do my research, I read it, and I was like, all right, let me hop on this call. And I was like, wow, this is real. And she's like, do you want to sign up? I did not think twice about the price. I was like, sign me up right now. I want it and let's go. So signed up February, took 6 months because of the COVID. It was more of expected to be like a 3 to 5 month process. Mm-hmm. But yes, it took 6 months, a lot of recording, a lot of editing, trying to understand, you know, what is good, because I've never done this before. You know, like my team was so helpful in that way of like suggesting things, but finding space, you know, like in New York, we don't really have that much space. So mm-hmm. I was filming out of my boyfriend's garage and I was like, oh my gosh, I feel like people are going to judge me. They're not going to like my app. And then my boyfriend reminds me, like, you're in the middle of a pandemic. What do people expect you to have? Like this fancy studio. And I was like, you're absolutely right. I feel sometimes a little self-conscious about it. I'm like, I'm filming out of a garage. Like, are people actually going to buy it? My clients are like, we actually love the fact that you're in a garage because it's different. Like, we're tired of like this beautiful, perfect studio with your perfect makeup and the perfect hair. And I was like, wow, I actually want this to be super relatable for the consumer and the client. So that made me feel a lot better.
Yeah. How just ironic the timing of everything, right? Of like you started the process and little did you know that it was exactly what needed to happen at the right time.
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier that it really struggled with your background and your parents, you know, almost like buying into this idea of having a career as a trainer. How did you kind of process that on a personal level?
Yeah.
Like, walk us through that, because I'm interested to hear.
Oh my gosh, I could get emotional, but I'm gonna try not to. I would literally drive home, pull over, and just cry. Mm. That was like the one thing that I wanted was approval, because I was like, oh my gosh, I got this amazing job. I'm here, I'm there, I'm doing everything right. But like, my parents couldn't understand it. And also, like, mm-hmm. you know, having a career in fitness was looked down upon like years ago. And now people are leaving their corporate jobs to be in fitness. So mm-hmm. like, I couldn't, my parents are also off the bone. They couldn't understand, you know. And now that I built Training with T, they're like, wow, they start to brag. Like I'm signed on with a model agency and I was so excited because that was also another dream of mine. Mm-hmm. And they're like, cool. I'm like, do they not understand how hard it is to be signed by a big agency? Mm-hmm. So I book a job with Adidas and that's when they're like, oh my gosh, this is like actually real stuff going on. And they saw that I was working from 4:30 in the morning to 9 p.m. They're like, we never see you. You're out before us. You're home late. And I think they started to realize like, okay, she's really into this. She's hustling. Mm-hmm. I tried to not let them get to me. I know it's a lot of mindset stuff. And yes, I cried and I was like craving for their approval, but I was like, you know what? It's going to pan out and they're going to see how hard I've worked, how hard I've worked on this. And yeah, now they're just like, so I feel how proud they are. And like little things like the whole woman's health thing, just being signed on different, like going on castings, like really cool castings. I'm like, Ma, give me like, cross your fingers. This is with Hermes. Like, let's hope I book this job, you know, like little things, like just to show them that like, yeah, I'm out there, you know?
Yeah. I think that's such a great example of just, you know, we can't change people, right? Especially when it comes to those closest to us, which can be so challenging.
Yeah.
And so frustrating, but it sounds like you just kind of put your blinders on and stayed focused. So
yeah.
What are some of the ways that you personally take care of yourself and kind of maintain that? Because you wear many different hats.
Yes.
You're building an app, you're training clients virtually, you're booking these like, you know, modeling and different gigs. What do you do to keep yourself sane and take care of yourself?
First things first is always work out. I that's my like non-negotiable. Like before this, I just did my core challenge. I was like 15 minutes. That's all I need. Just hit the abs. So I always fit my workout in. But second is just really taking time with like loved ones. Like with my boyfriend, we'll go out to dinner with friends, just catching up and just feeling human mm-hmm. and just feeling like myself and not thinking about fitness and not thinking about, oh my God, how many calories is this food? Like I just want to go out and just be easy, have that glass of wine and not feel guilty. So that's how I really like pull myself out. And then I can reset really quick and get back onto the grind.
Mm, yeah. Making time to not work, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's so easy to get in that hustle mentality, I think, definitely.
Yeah.
What are some tips that you have for somebody who is injured, or maybe they're struggling with a medical issue, but they really want to be active?
First thing, again, is just make sure that you're clear to do anything by your doctor. And then second thing is hire someone. That is like my biggest thing. It's if you are, you know, thinking I can't afford this or whatever, make it work. Because if you can try and afford a trainer for a month, 2 or 3 months, you're learning so much from that trainer. And then they're setting you up for the next lifetime. You're going to understand how to move your body. Oh, okay. Now, oh, I remember this exercise from PT. A lot of people say, oh yeah, I remember that exercise from PT. I'm like, well, did you do it? They're like, no. I'm like, all right, well, let's really engrave it. And you know, there's a reason why they're making you do dead bugs and bird dogs and step ups and creating that program and having someone watch you. It's really important because body awareness, like people don't even know that they're rounding their spine during a deadlift. Like they're doing a toe touch until someone sees you.
A toe touch. Those, right? Yes.
A toe touch.
That's funny.
And you see someone and you have your trainer and your trainer is like, okay, let's do a few adjustments here. Instead of putting yourself at higher risk of injury, hire a trainer to bring that risk down, get stronger and do your movements properly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Till you definitely get to a point where you feel like you can do it on your own. But at the same time, I also know many people who have trainers like as a form of self-care, right? Like as a way of that accountability system, right? They know they could do the workout on their own, but it's one less decision to make of programming or showing up or, yeah.
I actually have a trainer and I've been with him for over a year. I've always had like a few trainers here and there, but I've been with him for a while and it's awesome. It's like, people are like, you have a trainer? I'm like, trainers need trainers too. Like it's mindless. We don't have to think about programming. You have someone to like hold you accountable. And it's honestly just really nice to talk to someone. And now I get why like people like training sessions and we have like this full blown conversation for the like next hour. So I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a different relationship. So speaking of that, you know, obviously you have your own trainer. So what tips do you have for somebody because finding a trainer and a good match can be tough, right? It's like finding a therapist, you know, when you're investing in somebody to help you on your goals, especially with training, how can you find somebody or kind of filter what would be a good match?
Yeah, that's a really, really great question. One, stalk your trainer, stalk the potential trainer and just see if like if they're posting or whatever aligns with you, what they're saying. If there's anything in common, like people would hire me because I'm a Yankee fan. Someone like literally found me on Instagram, was like, can you train me? I'm like, yeah, sure. And so I asked, I'm like, what made you find me and what made you hire me? Like, because you're a Yankee fan. I was like, that's pretty sick.
I'll take like, it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's finding something that you guys both have in common is really nice. Also, you know, are they good at their job? You know, like, are they giving results? Do you see testimonials? Mm. Also, if it's a referral, like if you have your best friend training with this guy or girl and they're giving crazy results, you're like, whoa, I want the same too. So you have like proof right in front of you. So referrals also are really, really great tool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Talking to somebody who knows them and definitely doing your research for sure. I like that you said finding a commonality because I think it's somebody you have to mesh with. I mean, it's coaching style, it's personality. Yes. Of course, certification and, you know, level of education is one thing, but you could have the smartest person in the world and you just might not click or get with their style.
Yeah.
Well, this has been so much fun talking and just hearing more kind of about your journey. What's next for you?
Ooh, good question. I have a few things up my sleeve. So I would love for Training with T app to have a retreat once everything is cleared post-pandemic. That's one of my goals. And the other goal is on my app, I have T's talk, like kind of like a TED's talk. I would love to be on a podcast space. You just don't know how to attack that. I think that's just going to be an extra thing for me, but I see that in the long run. And then I know this sounds so crazy, but I'm really, really into real estate. I spend my nights literally looking at houses and how I would redesign them. So I know that's going to be a later part of my life, like that later half, but I'm loving fitness. Fitness was just going to be forever.
I love that. That's so fun. It's just funny hearing too, like I also have this other side thing that I'm passionate about and just hearing how everybody in the fitness industry falls into fitness and, you know, because I think there's a spot for everybody regardless of your interests, regardless of your background. I mean, there's a place for everybody to move and move well and feel well.
Yeah.
So I want to end with a little rapid fire. So I'm going to ask you some questions and let's hear them. So right now, what is your favorite podcast?
There's so many, but I listen to Whoop a lot. I'm a big Whoop fan.
Is that like the activity bracelet? They have a podcast?
Yeah, they have a podcast. They talk about sleeping, all this really, really nerdy stuff that I'm like so into.
Tell our audience what the Whoop is, because I know not a lot of people know.
So the Whoop is a device on your wrist. It's not like the Apple Watch where you actually have a time. It just tracks your activity, your sleep, your HRV, and everything. Basically, like you have a login, like did you drink alcohol the night before? Did you sleep with your phone like right before bed or things like that, anything and everything. And it's crazy because it picks up when you drink alcohol and your recovery drops down. So I like to use this great example because it makes me think a lot. So this hockey team was on Whoop and they were saying about the recovery. Every Saturday, they would go out drinking as a team. Their Whoop says by Wednesday, it's when they're fully recovered to play. So they're missing all these 4 days and their recovery is so low and their performance is low. So they weren't hitting up to par. The captain of the team was like, listen, we need to do this. We need to cut out our drinking on Saturdays. It's messing up with our game, our recovery, and our performance. So it's really talking to your body and to yourself of like, okay, we really need to get some adequate sleep. If you trained really hard the night before, you need to get into bed maybe an hour, 2 hours before.
So it's really, it's recovery focused, it sounds like too. And just, that's a huge part of it, man. People listening who don't know how to slow down, get yourself a Whoop so you can, so you can nerd out about the recovery numbers and not the step numbers. So love that. What is your favorite beverage right now?
It's an Evian. I'm so lame.
Specifically Evian? Like, are you a water snob of what type you drink?
Yes.
And
yes, definitely water snob.
It's got to be the big bottle too, right? Because
I actually like the 1 liter. The 1 liter is
better. She's like, no, I know exactly which size. Why the 1 liter?
Because the bottle's like a different shape. It's the water tastes different. I don't know, but I like the 1 liter better than the 1.5.
Disclaimer, Tatiana is not sponsored by Evian yet, but if Evian is listening, she's more than welcome to be a spokesperson, ambassador, whatever you want to call them.
Yes.
Okay. Sweet or salty?
Sweet.
What's your favorite sweet?
Oh my gosh. I love everything sweet. Rainbow cookies.
What's Nutella. A rainbow cookie?
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh my God. It's so good.
Inform this Midwestern Indiana gal.
Oh my God. No, I swear. If you go into a bakery and you ask for a rainbow cookie, they're going to have it. So it's like 3 layers and it's like different colors. And there's like in the middle, it's like kind of like this jelly and then like a thin layer of chocolate on top. And you have like a little bite. It's small.
I've never heard of that. Oh my gosh. I thought I watched cooking shows. I guess I need to watch more baking shows. Yeah. Love it. Okay. Rainbow cookie. Everybody take notes. And then last thing, what is the best thing that's happened to you this week?
So I think every day is a blessing, but pretty cool thing. So Women's Health October issue, you'll see me on there, which is cool. So I'm like the secret strength weapon. They posted like my picture of me, like a quick blurb, and my name is on there. And that's like the first time I actually have my photo and my name together.
That is so awesome. Wait, explain that. Like, why is it a big deal to have your photo and your name?
Yeah. So there's like, you can book a job and no one knows who that is. You look at the photo, you're like, oh yeah, that could be Katie or that could be like Alyssa. And I had that, I think a few months ago, it was just me. And I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. And then my grandma's like, where's your name? I was like, oh God. Damn,
you're like, she's cut. I didn't think about it. I don't know. It's not here. Maybe it's not me. I don't know.
So she made me think. And then the October issue, they were like, okay, can you send us a photo? I'm like, yeah, sure. And then they're like, can you answer all these questions? I was like, great. And then I got a preview. Someone sent it to me. And now people are sending it to me now. They're like, oh my gosh, you're in the issue. But it's a big deal to have your photo and your name on there.
That's so exciting. Congratulations. That's a big win to celebrate. You know, you're making an impact. You're literally like in Women's Magazine. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Well, where is the best place for our listeners to find you? If they want to connect, if they want to download the app, we'll definitely put a link to that in the show notes. So where do you like to hang out?
So you guys can definitely connect with me on Instagram. I love chatting with everyone. It's a lot of fun. At @training_with_T. So training with T. You can find my website, trainingwitht.com. You guys will also find a link to the app. So the app is on all your devices, Training with T. We have strength training. We have everything underneath the sun. We're currently closing out a core challenge, but don't worry, there's going to be another challenge coming up.
Yes. And sounds like, you know, everybody has their phone. If you are listening to this and you are struggling with that motivation piece, deciding what to do, when to do it, download the app, quick and easy. Is it strength? So you mentioned strength-based. Does the app use equipment? Is it body weight? Is there a mix of things?
Yeah. So the app is meant to be minimal equipment. And so yes, there'll be weights. There's a lot of body weight exercises as well. I have like a few low impact exercises. I have high intensity, a lot of HIIT stuff, and everything's broken up for the strength portion, legs and glutes, upper body, arms, core, you know, so I broke everything apart for you.
Love it. Love it. It's going to be so good. Yeah. I'm so excited. I can't wait to dig in and yes, for you to kick my butt. Oh my goodness.
Yay.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook @FitFriendsHappyHour. Talk to you next time.